This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. More than 100 Indians are among 384 tourists reported missing in Nepal after flash floods in the Bhotkoshi River hit the Rasuwa region near the Tibet border this morning. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, the 384 missing tourists includes 291 foreign nationals and 93 Nepali citizens. It said the foreign nationals are from several countries, including 105 from India and others from the United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, Malaysia, South Africa, and the Netherlands. However, the NTB clarified that the figures are preliminary and are currently being verified and cross-checked with travel agencies, local authorities, and other concerned agencies. According to local media reports, 7 people have died following the massive flash flood. The Nepal Tourism Board has also issued emergency contact numbers for tourists and their families seeking information or assistance. The emergency contacts include the toll-free number 1234, hotline 1144, and the tourist police number 9851-289-445. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu also issued emergency numbers for assistance and information regarding Indian nationals affected by the flash floods in Nepal. The embassy said people requiring assistance can contact the embassy on helpline +977-985-131-6807 and +977-970-910-7500. According to official sources, India is preparing to send relief material as soon as possible to Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Nepalese counterpart, Balendra Shah, and conveyed condolences at the loss of lives due to the floods in Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the people of India stand in solidarity with their sisters and brothers in Nepal at this difficult time. He said, India is ready to provide all possible humanitarian assistance to Nepal. The Prime Minister said our teams are coordinating closely on rescue and relief efforts. Bihar has stepped up flood preparedness following flash floods in Nepal. 6 districts of the state, West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Saran, Muzaffarpur and Vaishali, have been placed under heightened vigilance along the Gandak River system. People living in low-lying areas of Bagaha in West Champaran and Vaishali districts have been urged to move to safer places at the earliest. In view of the possibility of increased water flow in the Gandak River, an NDRF team has been deployed in Gopalganj and Bethia, while another team has been kept on standby in Muzaffarpur. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said a high-level team has been constituted to monitor the situation closely. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary over the phone in view of the flood threat in Bihar due to torrential rain and glacier burst in Nepal. The Home Minister assured the state government of providing all possible assistance to deal with the emerging situation. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall will prevail over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states during the next 2 days. Parts of Delhi are expected to witness generally cloudy sky with possibility of very light to light rain. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has urged people to remain vigilant amid a seasonal rise in influenza A, H1N1 cases, saying the majority of infections are mild and self-limiting and there is no cause for panic. The IMA has advised people not to take antibiotics over the counter for flu symptoms, stressing that H1N1 is a viral infection and antibiotics do not kill viruses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India stands as the fastest growing major economy in the world and offers a unique combination of scale, sustained growth, a young population, expanding consumption and rapidly deepening capital markets. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 229 for 6 against India in their second innings at stumps on the fourth day of the second test in Colombo. Earlier, India enforced the follow-on after bowling Sri Lanka out for 290 in their first innings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.